Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners on his land that we are broadcasting to today and wherever you are. Also, a big shout out to our elders and also our elders of more recent arrival. And a big shout out to everybody around the continent that is taking our program via the National Indigenous Radio Service NERS, or if you're tuning in via our app, 98.9 FM, for the best country. And if you're also, you know, tuning in, you can download that app for free on your device as well, 98.9 FM for the best country, so please do so. Or our website, where you can stream us on demand, and also where you can podcast us as well. So that's 98.9fm.com.au, or you can stream us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Those platforms beaming us into your communities, and as always, it is great to have your company. This morning on the program, I'm going to be chatting with an elder from the Northern Territory about a case, about a death in custody that happened late last year in the community of Yundamu, which is not too far from Alice Springs. A couple of weeks ago, I had a chat with Rachel Hocking about what was happening. Sister Girl was giving us an update on, because they just had the trial where, you know, they're going to go to court later or earlier, or, you know, some point next year to have a chat, or not to, you know, to hopefully find a conviction. He is on murder trials, the officer in question. You know, and we hope that, you know, the community, the family, and Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people who are affected by this issue can have some justice through this as well. So I'll bring my guest in. Good morning, Uncle Ned. How are you going?
Hey, good morning, mate. My name is Ned Dumbadumba Hargrave. I'm a Wadri speaker. I'm from Yundabo, and I live about 300 k's from Alice Springs. Yes. And I'm a Wadri man.
Thank you, Uncle, for that. And I was going to ask you who's your mob, but you introduced yourself. So thanks for that, Uncle. Like I just said in the introduction, you know, I'm having a chat with you in regards to the Justice for Walker campaign, a young First Nations man, young Walpri man from Yundamu, who the community sadly lost late last year. You know, for our listeners, you know, and if they're not aware of sort of, you know, the fight for the fight for Kumanjay Walker, could you sort of give us an update, or actually just tell us, you know, in your own words, what happened last November?
Yeah, look, we've had a bit of a rough year. Last year was very terrified, and we were all sort of frightened, and also we left with the trauma. And the thing is, we've gone through lots, and very, very bad, and we've lost a loved one who's actually, you know, being by the police and shot by the police, and and that's not good for the community. And we're trying to make it better, the community better, and we're trying to come back to having to do what we've been doing in the past and all that. But I want to tell you, Wadri tribe is a big nation, and we are we are called the Waramala. Waramala is a warrior. And in Walbury Nation, we have groups of people, like two groups. There's a Wanaka and also a Ngalia. Well, I'm the southern. I'm southern, and I call myself, and I'm a Ngalia. And we call ourselves the Waramala. Waramala is like a warrior and a big mother. But we have gone through a lot last year, and we're still fighting for this justice. And way back in 1928, a soldier from the World War One, I think, came to Central Australia this man was a soldier, and he was shooting people in the war at the time. That's why he came. He came to us, Central Australia, to for what had happened in Coniston Massacre. Mm-hmm. This man shot lots of our Yapa, lots of our countrymen, and the same again. A young man who was in a soldier in Afghanistan, he also was in a war. And what he did, he took our young life, a young fellow, our lives away from our community. And that is we are very still sad, and you know, we're still worrying, and we still have terrified, but you know, we are left with trauma.
How has things been in the community after?
Well, it took 12 months to bury that young fella, to put him in a pulgo. Pulgo meaning home. Pulgo meaning home. Put him down. So it took 12 months. There was no need to do that. There was no need for that. But anyway, we put it wrong. But communities still are weeping. They are sad. And they cannot forget what had happened to the community. But we as a Walbury Nation, we are fighting. We are going to stand for our rights, because no warrior, no police warrior ever being charged, ever, for death in custody. So, right now, we are fighting, and we are going to fight right through and to get our rights for our people, for the whole nation of the state of Australia.
You know, very right there as well. And just for our listeners, out of nearly every case of an Aboriginal death in custody, whether that's by the hands of a police officer or a prison official, prison guard, not one has been held criminally accountable for their actions when Aboriginal an Aboriginal death in custody anywhere in this country. Some have been charged, and then they've later been acquitted. We saw earlier last month, the judge sort of sit on those murder charges with the officer in question and involved in the shooting.
Yes.
How has the relationship with police been in the community after this? You know, were there meetings with, you know, like this?
The local police actually are very good and, you know, very understandable, very respectable. It's only those those who actually come in from the cities and towns, and also ever also who are they come in from, you know, they recruit policemen from city, from other towns, and the biggest. Biggest frightening for us, this biggest worry for us right now, is when they recruit people, young soldiers who are from city or from towns, because they are recruited, either they're from soldiers from the army that were in Afghanistan, where. We should never. We are looking at it right now. We should never have people who was in the army. Never. We should never have those people in our community. We are not going to accept them. No more.
Yes, nah, that's definitely true, Uncle. You know, like, yeah, there shouldn't be, especially, you know, with, you know, we don't know if people have PTSD from being in the army or, you know, anything that may sort of trigger them while on, you know, while patrolling as well. And it's definitely something that, you know, shouldn't happen as well. What we might do, Uncle, is I might just head to a quick break. I'll just play an ad and we'll come back. And I want to still continue the chat as well, because I know you're heading over to Alice Springs, you know, for a court hearing. And I'd love to sort of get to know what that court hearing is about. If you are just tuning in to Let's Talk, my guest at the moment is Uncle Ned Hargraves from Yuendumu, long-time activist, you know, against fracking, you know, and against and has been, you know, very vocal and standing strong with you know, in this campaign for justice as well. You are listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM.
Hey, you mob, if your kids are aged 5 to 12 and want to finish off the Christmas holidays playing footy, register now to be part of this year's Junior Murray Carnival. The event will be happening on the 18th and 19th of January at Redcliffe's Dolphin Stadium. It's deadly and it's free. Remember, to participate, your Jardrums must be up to date with their 715 health check. Register now at www.deadlychoices.com.au/events.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
This is Bo Spiram with Let's Talk.
If you are just tuning in to Let's Talk, my guest on the program this morning, Uncle Ned Hargraves from Yuendumu. Uncle Ned has been very vocal in his stance for justice for young Walker, who was shot in Yuendumu late last year. And they've been doing lots of rallying, and I think there's been lots of support from other neighbouring communities as well. I saw earlier this year at some football games, you know, people with Justice for Walker banners and posters, all, you know, at the footy up that way as well. Uncle Ned, you're heading over to Alice Springs. For a court hearing, nothing. Well, I guess it is serious, because what they're wanting to do is give the date and the location for the trial.
Yes.
Are they trying to move it out of Alice Springs?
Yeah. Look. I'm actually in Alice Springs because I'm actually doing some work within the court. Some other courts, other matters, and I'm having to interpret with other family members. Right now, yes, look, we right at the beginning, I said the court case for this matter, it should be held in Alice, in Alice Springs, no matter what. In Alice Springs or in Yindamo. But I said it should be in Yindamo. I think we're not getting the message to people. They seem to be not worrying about or they're making excuses to not, because it's a Yapa thing, it's an indigenous thing, and it's not good for us to work with people who don't listen to us, don't work with us, and don't have the rights to tell us where and when and whatever. But we, as a community, we are not planning to go to Darwin. And we said it right at the beginning, we would like the court case, the Supreme Court, that this matter to be held in Alice Springs, because it didn't occur. It did not happen in Darwin. It never happened in Catherine. It never happened anywhere else. But it had happened at Yindamo.
Mm-hmm.
And we are asking, and we're saying, no, not to go to Darwin. We've got facilities here in Alice Springs. And same facilities like in Darwin, Sydney, Melbourne, all that places. But, you know, right now we feel that we do not want to go to Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
And have that court case in Darwin. And it's a problem for Yapa, indigenous people, our families to get up to Darwin and come back again. So it's not very good to get them up there and get them back home. And it's not good. We feel that right now we want it in Alice Springs. That's what we want.
And I guess obviously one of the fears, if it is outside of Alice Springs, it would be, you know, hard for family to travel as well.
I think it would have been better if it was in Yindamo. I think Kalia, white people, are afraid to come to communities like Yindamo because they always be thinking things. They're afraid because they might get speared or something. Hey, come on. We can't do that. This is new generation, you know. People, you know, we're not savage people. We just want to make the community better and, you know, make them, you know, feel comfortable where we are. You know, all that.
Definitely, and have people held accountable for their actions.
Exactly. People to be accountable of it. Now, to face it, and, you know, I got to tell you this, young fellow, you know, if it was a Yapa, indigenous person, no Yapa would ever go and stay with mom and dad because we're black. And we don't have rights to do that. This racism thing got to change. And, you know, Yapa, if he's got to go back to a community, first of all, to a murder, to a crime, he has to get paid. He has to get a spear across his legs. That's Yapa. For you and me, we stand our law. That's what we stand. But couriers don't get it. They always think of make it comfortable for themselves. They always make it trying to make it comfortable for themselves and to, you know, to make it easy. But for us, we've gone. And we are still going. and we are going to stand for our right. What is right for us?
Yeah, no, definitely. I can thank you for that. And there's a few families heading over for court tomorrow with you?
Yes, some of them are coming today. Mm-hmm. They should be here today for tomorrow. So, yeah, we're expecting a good bunch, say about maybe 400 or 500 people, so which is actually good. Hopefully we get what we want, you know, and we're saying no, we do not want to travel to Darwin because family don't want to travel because of fundings and stuff. So we are going to stand and fight for this one, and we are going to say no, we are not going to Darwin.
And just for our listeners as well, the police defence had made an application to have the trial moved to Darwin, which was rejected by the judge last year as well. So, this hearing tomorrow, like we said a bit earlier, was to give a time and a location. And we all hope that it is in Alice Springs, you know, so your mob don't have to travel too far.
It just makes it easy for our mob families to get to and from, and to feel that young fella, that the policeman, what he done, he has to face it, and also to be accountable for it. You know, he's going to be up in Canberra and looking. He should be brought here and then dealt with it. You know, we stand our ground for whatever we're going through. We stand our ground because we are our waia, our nguru. When I say nguru, our community, our nguru, our home is here. And we took that young fella and buried him at Mura in his own community. And that's where he is today. You know? But Korea don't see that.
No, they don't.
They don't see that. They had to think about, he's buried, he's gone. No. He's gone. He's buried because in the place where we are rich, for Chukurpakuruware, and I say that for dreaming, dream times, and our law, that's what it is. That's why we had to bury him there. So one of the important things for us today, Korea should stop and think and try and work with us and to make things right. But I think it's time that they listen, you know, they listen. And, you know, we abide by their laws, we respect their laws and stuff. What about them? They should do the same to us, you know?
Yes, they should, Uncle. And also, I just want to say a big thanks for joining us this morning. I know you're busy this morning working and supporting, you know, community and waiting for mob to come over today and tomorrow as well and get things sorted. But no, big thank you for joining us this morning, Uncle.
It's been a privilege to be able to talk to you and to share this moment with you and to the community out there. And we would like to ask us to support us and to stand with us. All the Yapa standing together and fighting for our rights and for the justice. All we want is justice. Justice. That's what we want. Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you very much, Yang Falam.
That's all good, Unc.
For having me on your show. Thank you very much.
No, that's all good, Unc. You know, any time, you know, would love to follow, you know, this journey as well and, you know, let the mob on the East Coast here in different parts of the country know what yous are doing as well. Might give yous a call tomorrow after to see how things are going And hopefully, yes.
Anytime, just call it and I'll fill you in. No worries.
Thank you, Uncle.
Thank you very much, young fella.
Yep. Goodbye.
Okay.
And that was Uncle Ned Hargraves, Walpree man from Yundamu, and has been, with other community members, been heading up the fight for justice. Alpha Walker, a young First Nations man, young Walpree man, who was shot and killed last November. And since then, it's been a massive year since then. We've seen at the height of the pandemic, what we saw was Black Lives Matter, a Black Lives Matter global sort of rallying where millions of people across the world stood in solidarity with black folks in the United States and here in Australia, that happened. But then also people were standing in solidarity with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who have lost loved ones in the same circumstances by being losing their lives as a result of their interaction with police officers, but then also prison guards as well. So now we thank, the community of Yundamu and the elders and the young people that are fighting for justice. And then what we saw through the, throughout this year was they really clamped down on not moving the trial to Darwin or to Katherine, outside of Alice Springs, because it will make it difficult for the family to travel. What we also saw was the trial will be announced, the date and the location will be announced tomorrow, but we saw the judge clamp down and say that this will be a murder trial as well, which is awesome and amazing. Very few officers and prison guards have sort of been charged, but then none have been held criminally accountable as well. Going to take a song break, and we're back after the break. If you're listening, you're tuning into Let's Talk on 98.9 FM.
Yeah. Sick of having to explain myself. They want to know the history, the pain might help. They're making me wild, need to restrain myself. If I were you, I would educate myself. Oh no. They want me to hate myself, degrade, dismiss, and erase myself. They said Australia and America's not the same. I say David Dungay, they don't even know the name. That's bullshit. Write to your member, tell them what's happening. You gotta challenge the white settler narrative. Got a lot of books that call us nomadic savages. Maybe that's a connection to them attacking us. Government thinking up any other solution. But truth leads to treaty and revolution. Killers acquitted, your silence is killing. Give us your platform so your people can listen. First came the massacres, then came the mission. Then stole the children, then filled the prison. No wonder our people do not trust the system. Over 400, not one conviction. Shame!
No justice and no peace. They won't charge.
Means it never happens again. Some of these cops must have been bullied in PE to kill mob. That's why Kaepernick took a knee. Donald Trump's calling that a lack of respect. But what do you call a knee to the back of your neck, huh? This shit's as bad as it gets. Cause some of these coppers really don't know how to protect. And it's legitimized. See, they try to minimize genocide. No more Twitter fights. Cause the revolution televised. Yo!
No justice. What? And no peace.
How?
They won't charge.
Blame me for it, then expect me to be silent and then thank you for it. I ain't thankful, they've been killing my people by the masses, and I'm fed up to the neck by you right-wing fascists. I feel anger when my people feel anger, that's connection. We're angry for a reason, cause our babies need protecting.
peace. Yeah. They won't charge the police. They both said, I can't breathe.
Breathe.
They both said, I can't breathe.
Come on, man. Y'all know what time it is. That's why you out here.
Well, I really appreciate you giving your perspective, mate, because people in Australia don't have the understanding of
the history of police killings.
Spirum with Let's Talk.
Each Journey with their song Autumn Land, and before that was Dobby featuring Barker with I Can't Breathe. You're listening to Let's Talk. Just before the break, I was chatting with Uncle Ned Hargraves from Yundamu, Walpri man, one of many community members who have been not just wanting but fighting for justice for young Walker, a young Walpri man, who was shot and killed last year in Yundamu. by a police officer tomorrow in Alice Springs. The trial, or hearing, sorry, as a result of tomorrow's hearing, they'll find out where the location and also the date of the trial, the murder trial, next year. The police defence put in an application that was rejected. That application was for the request to remove the court hearing from Alice Springs and have it in Darwin or even Katherine. They don't want to be too close to Alice or the community. The mob are rejecting it, and hopefully tomorrow morning, or if not tomorrow afternoon, we'll have an update here on the radio for you, mob, about where this is taking place. If you've enjoyed the show this morning, you can catch the repeat. Or you can catch the repeat at 7 PM tonight on 98.9 FM, or you can go to our website later today and check out the podcast. The show will be uploaded. Or you can check us out on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Those platforms are very reliable. The website, you can catch us on demand. But as always, it has been a pleasure here on 98.9 FM. For Let's Talk.
This land is mine. All the way to the old fence line. Every break of day I'm working hard just to make it pay. This land is mine. Yeah, I signed on the dotted line. Campfires on the creek bed. Bank breathing down my neck. They won't take it away. They won't take it away. They won't take it away from me.
This land is me. Rock, water, animal dream. They are my song. My being's here where I belong. This land owns me. From generations past to infinity. We're all but woman and man. You only fear what you don't understand. They won't take it away. They won't take it away. They won't take it away from me.
This land is mine.
This land is me.
This land is mine.
This land owns. Land is me. They won't take it away. They won't take it away. They won't take it away from me.
Guess who's back with a brand new rap? It's Clay and Emma Mac.
You want to hear us talk about news? You want to hear the latest in traffic? You want to hear the latest in weather? What's going on in the sky? You can even hear the latest in guinea pigs.
Hey, yo, listen up. Join us on 98.9 for the best country. Weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m. with Clay and Emma Mac.
Sponsored by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it's got to be Seats R Us. M Pro Drive, driver education, teaching you to drive, not just pass the test. And Second Rodeo Clothing, living life like a country song.
Hey, now. 98.9 FM for the best country.
Everywhere we walk upon in this world, one indigenous group or another has once lived there before for thousands and thousands of years. One of the most intricate and respectful ways to inhabit that place. We need to remember that.
You're on indigenous land, original.
original clans. Since beginning of man, countless years out on this land, living so grand, aligned to commands, intrinsic alarm, never disband. 60,000 plus, following law before this sight of hand. Through the seasons and sacred plants, injured with storms for many lost fans. From the desert down to the clay pan, tropics and mountaintops, swamps and oceans. Sanctified beaches, no equivalent, swept with the tide, deeply advanced. Warriors pose so poised in a stance, out of wisdom, truth never by chance. Sorcerers, elixirs and transcendence, standing in love across every expanse. Message sublime, it's in the hands, breathless from beauty from all that expands. Infused with the magic, majestic and grand. Murder your mind, thought of cool land. No more body, call it the band. Koko yalanji bangarang, young yo pai mirana brungam, yota yota unwarang. Where is it you standing, man? Whose land you standing on? Know the history, know the facts. This indigenous land that you are on. Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be. Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be. Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be. Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be. Lest we forget the frontier wars and the genocide blueprint that does live on. That's in custody, it sees no more prolific than ever forced by big guns. Still they gallivant and they war boss. Children again and again stolen. In the blink of an eye, they get with us and then they are gone. We still amidst all these storms, 230 years on. Religion scorn, culture ignored, fictions insidious adorned. All of our sacredness shaken and sworn. All the while on indigenous land, we are living out that lies upon. Does your mind realize the song? As they pulse in subliminal dawn. From ancestors on the rise on. To do not belong, a perpetual cycle of wrongs. It's been glorious, we will time bomb. But yeah, all of our kingdoms still here, still live on. We still countless original, limitless indigenous nations. To no broken chain of law, ancestors sing along. They given us more, endlessly they given us more. From the desert to the shore, they delivering law. They sing at the door, for forevermore. Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be. Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be. Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be. Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be.